Hey there, brothers, Steve and Dan. Say hello.
Hello. Hello, brothers.
Well, I'm back in England with Dan, and I wanted to make a quick video with Dan to talk about the topic of this newsletter that this video is showing up in. It's called How to Be a Better Male Friend and How to Have More Friends. And what we wanted to do in this video is just give you a couple ideas about why we believe it's important that if you want to have more high quality, initiated, good male friends in your life, it's important to learn how to be a better, good male friend. I'm with one of the best friends I have in the world, and this part of the world happens to be England this time. Thanks for hosting me. He got me this incredible Airbnb here that he put me up in. One thing that we're talking about is getting a random text message. Every now and then I'm back in Colorado and I'll get an email or a message from Dan just saying, hello, what are you doing? I'm sitting on the couch. I feel lazy today. Fuck, what do you want to do? And I was just like, out of the blue, he just texted me for no reason. It wasn't for anything other than to say I was thinking of you. I want to thank you for that.
Same. I have the same coming from Steve all the time. Just that little thing, rather than just, that person popped into my head, but to be able to just do something with that, to turn it into a gift of some way, some form.
Yeah. Think of something you want to tell a friend, somebody you care about. It could be a brother, it could be a father, it could be anybody you haven't seen for a while. Be the one to reach out. I waited way too many years waiting for people to reach out to me, thinking that I was kind of arrogant, thinking, well, if they want to talk to me, they'll call me. I end up spending a lot of time alone or a lot of time with my wife's girlfriends, husbands, guys I didn't even like. If you want more male friends in your life, we have to learn how to be better male friends. And so that involves getting a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more emotionally expressive, saying, I miss you, man. I miss having a beer with you. I miss shooting the shit. I miss telling you things about me because you're a good listener.
And not being afraid to be the one that creates an opportunity for something to happen. Being able to send somebody a joke, right? Send somebody a joke, make them laugh. Invite them to go and do something that you really want to do. Just take that little bit of a risk and be the one that makes the opportunity, brings it into life, right? Creates it, be the creator.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago, we were on the computer and somebody wrote something we really liked. And right away, Dan hammers out a, hey, that was fantastic. I love that when you post stuff like that. Just a real quick positive affirmation, a vote of appreciation and acknowledgement. So your challenge for the next 24 hours, find somebody to do that for. Do not wait for somebody to do it to you. If you want more, better, higher quality male friends, we, that's all of us, have to learn how to be better male friends ourselves. So thanks a lot from cheery old England. The sheep say hello.
Bah.
Yeah. And I'll see you from Colorado in a few days when I get back home. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.